If you are looking for something to do during the day of Saturday, April 27th, you can come on to Murray's Central Park for the Turn of the Century Social. And I'm joined in the studio now by music from the Front Porch host, Mike Goen, who's going to tell us a little bit more about what the Turn of the Century Social is. How you doing?
Hey, how are you doing, Todd? Thanks for having me up. The Turn of the Century Social is a historic interpretation event based around the historical facilities in the park. We have the first Callaway County Courthouse, we have the Waters Schoolhouse, and then we also have the old L&N Train Depot, which serves as playhouse in the park. And so my upper-class interpretive students will be doing first-person interpretation of each of those facilities, and then Dr. Kelly Rogers' special events management class will be providing support programming, including basket weaving, games for kids. I believe Chad Lampe will be out there. You will be out there as a visitor, but Chad Lampe will also be out there with the recent documentary that you guys did that's just wonderful.
He'll be as a visitor, and I'll be out there with the documentary.
Okay. So
it's easy to get us confused, I know.
And it's just a wonderful community event. You know, those resources, usually you would find them, they're more typical of a state park with an interpretive mission, and they may have an employee designed around programming. And with them being in our community park, as we know, funding is sometimes suspect for all the programs to be provided at the park. So this was a way for Murray State to step in and help provide that opportunity. It's amazing to me. This is the eighth year, but when you give people the opportunity to enter those facilities, so many of us go out to the park and we may take our kids to the playground, or we may play disc golf, or we may go to baseball practice, and we don't really realize the historical richness that embodies those structures. I mean, the Waters Schoolhouse is one of my personal favorites. It's been restored to just wonderful condition. It has desks that are depictive of the period. It has the potbelly stove. I mean, it's incredible to see young kids and even old kids, if you will, their faces light up when they get to enter that and just kind of go back in time. I like to say it adds context to our current existence to see what things were like back then.
Well, it's fascinating that a lot of people don't consider that when you go to the park, you see, like you said, Callaway County's first courthouse. That's not a replica. That's the building.
And the story behind that's just simply amazing, because it cost, just a few hundred dollars to build. It was in Wadesboro. It was moved. It was sort of lost, and there had been a residence built around it, and then they discovered it, and then, you know, it was moved again and donated to the park. So there's a rich history, not only in its service to the community as the first courthouse, but also in its travels to get to where it is today. So, I mean, it's really just an amazing opportunity for my students, especially in the interpretive class, to learn that significance and then also learn how to share that with others. It's a lot of fun.
Well, when visitors come to the park, what are they going to see?
They will see, when they come in, one thing about the park, and we've kind of done this, it really allows the community, one thing in the spring, there's so many things going on, but for families, we'll have Touch a Truck up front, which is another Murray Callaway County Parks program. So they'll see that when they come in, but when they come up, you'll see people in period dress. There will be a tractor with a hayride delivering people to and from the interpretive places. Willow Works will be set up demonstrating willow furniture. And so you'll just see a lot of things going on. Socks and Buskin will be performing some period-related plays. So you'll just see a lot of action, a lot of kids' games, you know, just all kinds of stuff. You'll be engaged immediately.
Well, I suppose when we talk about period, we should specify what that period is.
We sort of shoot for turn of the century, which the courthouse is 1840s. It was actually built a little earlier, but that was when it was in its prime of usefulness, if you will. But we shoot for the turn of the century. That also revolves around the Waters Schoolhouse. But generally, I mean, we go from, you know, early 1820s to 1920s. So when we say turn of the century, it's evolved into to be just a little bit broader than that.
Early Murray and Callaway County history. Exactly.
Yeah. And one thing we found is there's so many talented community members that will come out and give of their time. And so it was hard to limit it to such a small window of 1890 to 1910. Mm-hmm. So it's expanded over the years.
Well, certainly. I mean, the city's history covers such a wide range from its, I suppose, pioneer settlement in the 1820s and 30s, back when Callaway County included what is now Marshall County.
Correct. And it's really amazing, too, to look at the role, because you get into not only the railroad, which the High Iron documentary that WKMS did is spectacular.
Thank you.
So you get not only into the railroad, but also agriculture. Mm-hmm. You know, we have the Black Patch Wars.
Right.
So there's so many tangents that my students can kind of feed off of, and so it's really incredible once you start to look at the diverse history of our community. And I think that's been one of the things for me is what I've learned, you know, what I've been able to sort of broaden my perspective on this community. You know, it's a wonderful community in its current time period, but to realize how it's evolved and the role it's played in Western Kentucky is just absolutely amazing once you get deeper into it.
Well, I suppose I should ask, because it someone's going to think about this at some point. Is it going to cost anybody anything to get in?
This is absolutely free event. The special events management class works really hard on recruiting sponsors, and we have such a generous community, people that offer of your talents. You didn't ask to be reimbursed for your time to come out there and share your knowledge. So really we have the generosity of the community to thank, but it is a free event. Mm-hmm. It is for all ages from, you know, 2 months to 102 years old. And we will have musical entertainment. Nathan Lynn,
yes,
who is a historian, and one of our students, Nathan Hardy, also who plays banjo. But Nathan Lynn is quite an interpreter. You know, many know him from his songwriting and his Bon and the Mash time, but he was also an interpreter at the Home Place 1850s, if you're familiar with that, in LBL. And he's also the Special Collections Library at Paducah McCracken County Library. So it's absolutely amazing to have his talent. He's quite a storyteller, and I think people don't always realize that as well.
Well, you'd almost have to be a good storyteller to be a good songwriter, and vice versa. So
That's correct. And to connect it historically, and if you're familiar with his music, he often delves into that. Mm-hmm. Alban Barkley, and there's a ton of historical context in a lot of his songs. So it's just incredible to tie it all together.
And I suppose I should mention that we're going to have a WKMS News documentary, West Kentucky High Iron, the story of Four Rivers Rail, is going to be available. We will have some copies of Civil War in the Western Rivers available there as well. So come and find us wherever we end up inside the park.
I think there was a request that you would be close to the music. So I think we're going to make that happen. And I can't recommend those two documentaries enough. You know, it's been incredible to know that it's produced here and locally. And you guys do an outstanding job.
Well,
so,
thank you.
You know, I can't recommend those enough.
Well, I can certainly say they were both born of the same impulse, I think, that motivates the turn of the century social, which is a love of the region and the region's culture and the region's history.
And I think, and that's important too, that we're always learning, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's what drives you and drives the documentary the same way with Turn of the Century Social, is we're consistently sparked, if you will, to dig deeper. And so, you know, to share that and then to be able to produce it into either a community event like Turn of the Century Social or a documentary that you can share with others, it's rewarding in and of itself in that way to be able to share.
Well, then what do people do with their 21st century cars?
They will park at the front, I believe, and I don't have all the logistics, so I concentrate on the interpretive aspect, but I believe you'll park at the front
right.
and probably walk back.
Okay.
There may be some parking near the disc golf course, but with so many kids and families, it's really important to be careful if you are driving through the park to, you know, acknowledge all the speed limits and be really attentive and careful, because it will be crowded with Touch a Truck and Turn of the Century Social.
Well, let me wrap this up with a bit of an interpretive question. When you come into the park for the Turn of the Century Social, between 10 a.m. and 2 in the afternoon, and you speak to someone in period dress, are you speaking to someone who is in that time period, 1860, 1880, 1900?
It depends on which facility. There will be some that won't quite be in character, if you will, because there is some interpretation where they stay in character, and that's one of the challenges of being a visitor to those places, to get them out of character. Mm-hmm. But these students have designed 30-minute programs, and so it depends on the program. They've designed two for each facility, and there's a group of 3 to 4 students in each facility. So it'll depend on which program. In the courthouse, they will reenact a case, I believe, and then they'll also talk about blue laws. So that's not necessarily in character, but the blue laws that Kentucky has are quite hysterical. some of them, and you cannot carry an ice cream cone in your back pocket. You know, some things like that. That was used to take people's horses. The horse would follow the ice cream cone, and, you know, property rights were a little bit iffy back then. And so it's there'll be all kinds of different things. So they won't always be first person and be in character.
Well, yeah, I guess that's something you got to realize, is that if there's a weird law in the books, there's a reason for that weird law.
Certainly. And I think that's one of the things that's engaging in interpretation. You can use humor, or you can use inspiration. And so I challenge the students to branch out. And the humor of the blue laws is really engages young kids when they think about luring horses with ice cream cones. It plants this, you know, idea in their young imaginations that's fun to watch kind of grow.
Well, I thank you for stopping by, Mike Goen. He is co-host of Music from the Front Porch, and he is also a professor here at Murray State, and he is one of the organizers of the Turn of the Century Social.
Thanks for having me, Tom.